Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money. It's Thunder and PT's second date update.
Rick is joining us to talk to us about Sophie, to find out what's going on. Rick, how are you this morning?
I don't know. I haven't heard back from her since we went out like a week and a half ago.
Yeah, and you messaged us and you said that you kind of did the whole slide into her DMs thing or what?
That's exactly right. We have some friends in common, so Instagram brought us together. She just popped up in my suggested for you kind of feed, and I followed her. She followed me back, and we started messaging.
Don't you love it when the algorithms work out, Rick?
Yeah.
Okay, so what did you do for your first date?
We went to dinner. Just nothing earth-shattering, but we had a really great conversation, and we got into where we see ourselves in a few years, like pretty serious, and we both want the same things, to move ahead in our careers and settle down and start a family.
But did anything happen, Rick, and I'm happy for you, but did anything happen that might be why she has fallen out of touch with you over the last week or so?
That's usually how these things go, but nothing I can think of. Okay. I insisted on picking up the check, and I always do that on a first date, but you know, it actually seems like she appreciated that.
Don't take this the wrong way, Rick, but like you talked about starting a family. Is it possible that she kind of went along on the date with wanting to start a family, mm-hmm. but then it's like, well, you know, maybe she was just kind of going along for the
thought
date.
About
like,
it.
Yeah. I mean, that you guys are in different parts of your life from that standpoint?
It's possible, but I think she was being as genuine when she said she was on board with that.
Okay. Good.
Hello?
Sophie.
Yeah, hi, who's calling?
Hi, Sophie, good morning. This is not a spam call or a sales call. Please don't hang up. It's Thunder and PT, and we co-host a morning radio show here on 102.9 The Wolf. Would you just have a few minutes to talk to us on air this morning?
What's up? What is this for?
Okay, so a couple of weeks ago, I think it was a couple of weeks ago, a week and a half ago, you went out with Rick for dinner. Do you remember him?
Oh, God. Yeah, I do.
That doesn't sound great. Okay, so will you just tell us what's going on? Because he reached out to us. He listens to our show.
He had a great time on the dates. And he can't figure out why you haven't been in touch.
All right. You know, I really don't like to talk about personal stuff.
Yeah. Okay.
If you promise not to judge me,
No, we don't ever judge.
We're not the ones who judge. No, our listeners might. No, I'm just kidding.
That's
true. I'm kidding.
Our listeners are incredibly judgmental. But anyway,
just take a quick moment. I mean, like he wants to. Like again, he reached out to us, so that's something that he wants to know.
All right. If you put it like that, that makes me feel a little better. All so right. I mean, so we were talking about all the stuff on the date, like as you do, right? We're talking about values and goals, and it got like really deep, really fast. And then all of a sudden, you know, like along the lines of conversation, he mentioned like his number, right? His number.
His number of like number.
Yeah, like his number of exes or whatever, people, associations, right? So
yeah.
I guess like maybe it was like a humble brag, but his number is like really, really high. Like it's uncomfortable.
I want to pose this gently. His like total number or just number of exes? Like when it comes to relationships?
I mean, I didn't really care to ask. I didn't really want to know the answer to that question, I guess. But it was a lot. It was a lot. It was like, I get it. Like, you know, you're at that part of your dating and you're figuring out who you are and like what you want and everything. But he's got like 10 times more the number of exes than I do. And I just don't know that I want to go there.
Whoa. Why? I was telling you that I've left that phase behind. I'm ready to settle down.
Oh, okay. So, I'm sorry, Sophie. We didn't tell you that Rick.
He's on the line. Oh yeah, my God!
No, he's right here. But we're gonna get this straight now.
He wants to know
what's going on, Rick. Sophie is saying, is that true?
Yeah, it's true.
Come on! I mean, I keep thinking like how many times you've gone through this with like other people and like emotions with someone else. Like, how many times have you done your you're so cute speech about how you're, and then like how you're ready for the real thing? It's just like awkward.
I'm telling you, you're the only person that I've ever said that to.
Right.
People change. People do change. I turned a corner, and I'm ready for something long term. I am.
That's great and all, but I don't know that I can believe you.
Okay, and Sophie, we're not here to try to change your mind or influence you in any way, but Rick asked for our help because he does really like you. And no matter what the number, he would love to settle. Rick, I don't want to put words in your mouth either.
No, you're right.
You want to settle down. But Sophie, Rick, and Sophie, correct me if I'm wrong, you are afraid that he has said this so many times to so many women because he's got so many exes, 10 times more than you do. You think that you're just another link in his chain.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah. All right.
I don't think I can do this.
You've never had a change of heart and, you know, started to make different choices?
I mean, of course. Like, kind of when I, you know, thought I liked you. And then, okay, well, I realized, well, maybe we're not a great fit. But, like, I'm sorry. I have to go.
Well, Sophie.
Did she hang up? Oh, man.
Because I thought we might be able to get...
Yeah, I thought she was, I mean, look, Rick, I guess, you know, people can change, and I agree with you, like, I think that is...
Listen, it's no secret that PT and I have been around the block a few times.
That's true.
And now, at my age, I just keep going around the block with my left turn signal on, so for different reasons.
Not realizing that it's still on.
Been around the block, But anyway... Rick, I think, and I can understand where Sophie's coming from, that she's just got cold feet.
She's maybe been burned in the past with that same type of thing.
I think Sophie, you know, should appreciate your honesty. But, you know, you can find someone who appreciates who you are now and don't hate the game. I mean, hate the game, not the, you know, whatever they say.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right. Like, I can't change my past, and I want to keep being open about it, but I shouldn't. You know, bring up exes on a first date, period.
Probably a good idea. At least so many of them. You're right?
And maybe just like, maybe, you know, the honesty is important, but maybe just try to be a little, you know, less full-bore honest. You know what I mean? I'm not sure how it came across. Okay. But it's like, don't just blurt out the number like she said. What did she say? Yeah. Humble brag? Yeah. Like, I think we got to be delicate about that.
Yeah, your honesty is at about a 10. We need you more like at a 6.
Right.
More fun. More country. It's Thunder and PT on the Wolf.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.